Well, here's the curse of the independent artist that doesn't have backing. Things have been going well, I mean, for years now. And, you know, I mean, right before the pandemic, it got slow. And I think this has been the first time again that it got slow again. So what I've been doing, because, you know, I guess when things are working out good, you tend to relax a little bit. You tend to just go with the flow and then you just work on what you're working on. You might tend to overspend sometimes. This time, well, I guess you can never judge it. You always got to keep something in your back pocket because, like, the income is unpredictable. You can have, like, months that you're more money than you could, you know, that you made before, and then sometimes less. So while things were up, I invested in a booth, that was one, and I invested in a little bit newer equipment, and I invest in getting certified in Pro Tools so I get a deeper understanding, I can get more into production, and I invested in some hardware. And, you know, I thought everything was good, but as I'm investing, you know, ringing up my money, then the economy just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and it's been like, from January this year up until, we're going in August now, and July has been my worst month yet, you know. So what I've been doing, instead of, because you'll go crazy sitting here wondering what's happening, and this is why it's like, you got to keep on top of your expenses and your bills and your bread, because of situations like this, because I don't know how long this is going to last. So, but I don't feel uncomfortable yet. I don't know when I feel uncomfortable, and, you know, so in the meantime, what I do is I look and I try to find other things, if this makes any sense, other ways to get bread. Some things I've been sleeping on, some things I've tried, and I'm like, ah, it's not worth my time because, you know, X, Y, and Z. So like right here, I'm on the podcast thing recording. No video podcast, just straight audio, because I don't think you can monetize the video portion. It does go to Spotify. That's cool or whatever. So I'm just going to go audio. Anyways, I've been doing a lot of video. See, and that's another thing. I don't usually do video because I'm just, you know, recording, you know, vocals or voiceovers for somebody or writing. That doesn't require me to be on video. But people are consuming it, right? And so with Anchor right now, it's going to go to Spotify and Apple. And, you know, they run ads against it. If I was more consistent with it, I would probably see more, because when I was consistent, I see more. But the thing is, it was trickling. But right now, I'm at a point where I have to put on anything that was trickling a little bit of bread. I think I need to go all in, because what else am I going to do, right? So I'm coming back to this right now, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about every day. And the only thing I could really talk about every day is me figuring out how to go from this bottom portion and bring my shit back up and really stop surviving as an independent artist and more thrive as an independent artist. That's the only thing that I can think of to talk about every day, only because I think about it every day and I have to practice every day. So I think about my business. See, the music and the business run hand in hand. So I never stop thinking about the music, think about how I can improve my music, improve my skills, improve the sound, from the thought that I come up with to putting it down to a tangible product that can be used, whether it's enjoyed or used in an ad, whatever the case may be. And then I have to think about the marketing and the business part, because, right, I need to make money. And if I'm not making money, that means I have to get a job. And if I get a job, that means less time I have to make music. So they walk hand in hand. So I say that. So I got Anchor going, which will go to Spotify, Apple, all those things like that. And again, pennies to the dollar. But I've been doing more video, and I've been doing, and my uncle recommended this, and he recommended me go to YouTube. And I've had a love-hate relationship with YouTube, because in the past, when YouTube was first coming out, I was doing music videos, and I used a marketing company to help me, you know, understand YouTube and get the early on process, you know, to get the word out there. And I got striked for using the marketing company, and the money that we made, it got taken away. And you're talking about all the way back, man, maybe 2007, 2008, maybe. So then from that point, like, I was still just really, I wasn't focused on YouTube. I just did other things. And then I tried YouTube again and again, and it just seemed like there was just so much going on with it that I had to learn and do, and I had to be totally committed to it. And I just didn't really find anything to talk about, so I just kind of left it. And again, dealing with other stuff. And then, you tried your Facebooks and different stuff, but I went, that's neither here nor there. Like right now, I went back to YouTube, and it's kind of crazy because I just turned on the camera, and while I was just making music, and some of the videos are just like moving and traveling on their own, and I'm not doing anything. And I think that, to me, that was the thing. I didn't want to break up my regular flow of what I was already doing. And it felt like some of the things, like the YouTubes and the setting up for Instagrams and coming up with clever little tweets and Facebook, all that other stuff, just finding content to post just seemed like a job in itself. And I was already like recording for people already, writing and stuff like that. So it was just like, yo, dude, I don't got that much time. And, you know, my family still needs me. My wife want to spend time. I want to be there for my kids. I want to be accessible. So it's like, pick, you know what I'm saying? You could do a whole bunch of stuff and get a whole bunch of nothing out of it. And that's what I saw. I just like to deal with shit that yields the most results. You dig what I'm saying? Because I feel like dealing with the stuff that yields the most results will get you to your, what you're trying to do faster. So I don't like being busy for the sake of being busy. If I got five things running, I'm trying to see which one gives me the most results with the ease of use. That way I get the most, make the most out of my time, and then I can multiply that. That's what I be trying to do. So that being said, I was like lightly posting on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. Again, it's like these are things that I wouldn't normally do, but yo, I'm desperate. And it seems like, yo, this is how people get it out. You know, I'm not going around doing flyers and posters no more. And I haven't been to a live show and really show my face on stage. So what else am I gonna do? Go online, right? And I tried a couple other things, and it just seems like, you know, I've tried the Mixcloud. That's a very niche audience over there. I like what they're doing as far as covering licenses for music. So then you could like actually play and flip records. But, I tried some of these other sites. I tried TikTok the other day and I was playing music on it, and it automatically muted some of my music that I was playing. So I realized I got to be careful on there. I'm not sure what that was about, because I was playing original music. I was playing, like, making it from scratch. So that was weird. And I keep hearing TikTok this, TikTok that, and I see that IG is paying creators and stuff like that. So I go light, but I try to find something that's no fuss for me to do. Like I could just turn it on and do it. Because again, if I'm trying to make a strategy for Instagram or one of these platforms, that means that's a full-time thing. And maybe out of this desperation thing, maybe that's something I should be doing. But it's the same thing with the podcast. You have to organize interviews or organize what you're going to say. And I'm not the most organizational person. I mean, I got organizational skills, and I guess I'm kind of forced to do that. You know what I'm saying? Just for my music and just for my peace of mind. But I also like to try to flow, if that makes sense. And I think because I got used to that in my day, like orders would come in, people would need stuff, and I can kind of move at my own pace, go and record and run and do whatever I wanted to do. And I got used to that. I can go anywhere in the world. It was kind of ill. But when things are like on the downstroke, you got to buckle down and get disciplined. So I guess I have to put some organization in. But it's like, where can you maximize, I guess, get the most out of your time? Again, my normal everyday where people order from me through Fiverr and stuff like that, it's really not moving right now. I'm at an all-time low, like almost to the beginning. So like I said, I was posting lightly on Instagram, TikTok. I really didn't mess with Facebook. A lot of that stuff just got a lot of stuff on it. But then I did something on YouTube, which kind of bugged me out. And I was posting lightly on YouTube, but then I would just watch these videos just move. And even that YouTube Shorts thing. And not only, it's not the view so much as the interaction from complete strangers asking me questions or commenting on the beat or, you know, positive or negative. And I see the little like buttons. I'm not asking for anything. I'm not asking for comments. I'm not asking for subscribers. I'm not asking for likes. I am just turning on the video camera as I'm making music. Sometimes I got the music plugged in directly, so the audio's clean. Other times it's just from the phone. And I find it so interesting that that thing is moving. And some of the other things that I'm doing on some of the other social medias, I'm doing a little bit more work editing a video and doing things. If you go to Instagram or you see on TikTok, you see posting some of the voiceovers I've done, because it's easier to take it out of my iCloud. I mean, I got some other stuff there too, but that seems like the easier thing. And I've seen I got a little couple of joints interaction from that, so more so than some of the other videos. So maybe I might try that today. I just posted some freestyles on there. I'm gonna try a freestyle, and I did some freestyles on Instagram that I already had from mixtapes, and I'm trying to see what content will go, because like with the YouTube content, I'm seeing a couple videos that are moving. So I'm paying attention to what that is and how simple it was for me to make it. And I'm gonna try to make those contents on that particular channel. And if it's that simple and it moves the needle like that, then that's what I'm gonna feed it. You dig what I'm saying? And then like if another platform is picking up on something I'm doing, instead of being all over the place with it, then I'm gonna feed it. But right now I'm just trying to figure out what it is that each of these platform needs. Like I'll create some shit, but it gotta be simple, man. It gotta be easy. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to be busy for the sake of being busy. You only got 24 hours in a day. You still got to exercise. You still got to spend time with people. You still got to, you know, get some sleep. You still got to eat. You still got to take a shit, take a shower, all that good shit. So, you know what I'm saying? This is, your time is precious, man. It's delicate. So, yeah, right now I'm about to get off this right now. So I did a podcast today, got a little video on YouTube, and then I'm gonna make a video of this. I gotta figure out where I'm gonna post it, but right now in front of me I want to see, without plugging into the wall, because in my wall unit I got an AC unit, but you can't plug anything else. I guess it takes a lot of power, but I want to see how I can record and make music just battery operated, but not too much equipment. So I got my MacBook, I got my Machine Plus, which will plug into my MacBook Pro. And then I'm going to use the Native Instruments interface, the complete audio interface, because I need phantom power, because I'm going to plug in my Neumann condenser mic to that. I just want some high quality vocals. And then I got a small stand, the Mevo stand, that I end up keeping when I return the camera. So I got something. Don't worry, they charge me for that. I like those cameras, though. I wish it just would have worked longer. So I got my sounds to make a song if somebody ordered music, and I should be able to make high quality vocals. I won't have access to any UAD plugins, but I do got the Pro Tools Ultimate software, the trial version right now. I want to see if it's going to be worth it. And I just want to see if this is a nice little kit that I can take anywhere. If I went to record in a car, if I got a little space. And I know I got 6 hours. How long can I record on battery? If I can just find a thing, if I can't plug in nowhere and I needed to do something because I needed to get that bread, and somebody said, turn on, yo, if you record right now, I'll pay you. If you perform right now, I'll pay you. This is the tiny, tiny setup that I got right now. And we're going to see. I'll put a video. Most likely it'll be YouTube, because like I said, YouTube is cooking. All right. So here we go.